Bob and Gunn coming in here where we like to say, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. You are listening to the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's right, for 30 years. We're getting ready to come out with our 31st year anniversary. We are at 650 locations and have about a 98% pickup rate every month. If you also don't want to go pick up a magazine, you can go online at OKSeniorJournal.com. That's okay. SeniorJournal.com. All like it's one word. There's a bar there that says current issue. You can just click on and download things, zoom in, zoom out. So it's a great way to also look at the magazine. We have a lot of our adult children of the 50 plus that go to our online version. I have a exciting group of women that are in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. They are currently who they represent on page 46 in this current issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, New View, Oklahoma.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Lauren. We've got Lauren and Ashley in here. The Oklahoma Senior Journal loves to bring you people that are within the pages of the Oklahoma Senior Journal and just anybody that can provide beautiful, I would call, informational resources for the 50 plus. New View, Oklahoma covers an array of age groups, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So you go from all the way to an infant, or
we do birth.
Okay.
Working age adults.
Mm-hmm.
And seniors.
Okay. You cover it all. All the age groups. That who you just heard speaking is Lauren Brandt. She is president and CEO of New View, Oklahoma. And I'm going to put you on the spot. So are you ready?
All right. I don't know.
Okay. You have an award that you have won multiple times over for being the best CEO in Oklahoma City. Am I saying that right?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that I have been recognized as a most admired CEO.
Look at you, the most admired.
There was a group of us. It's not like I'm the most admired.
Oh, I see.
It's like,
yes,
there's a group recognized every year. And so, yes, I've been in that group three times.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes, and you've been at New View, Oklahoma since?
I've been there since 1997.
Okay. And it was formerly the Oklahoma League of the Blind.
Yes.
And my brother, his IQ is 156, so he's not in the dumb category, not that anyone is. He had dyslexia, just very severely. The League of the Blind provided him with all of his books on tape at
okay.
no charge, yeah. So that was part of the
That's an accommodation for someone with a learning disability.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It made him be able to pass. He went on to college, did great there. So not only do you help somebody with low vision, but with, I would call, a different way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a native of Houston, Texas.
I am.
Okay. How did you like that?
I hate to even say this in Oklahoma, but, you know, it's like once a Texan, always a Texan.
Yes.
It's hard to give that up. So
yeah. I have a brother that's lived there most of his life now after he got married. Lauren received her bachelor's degree in accounting and business administration, double whammy, from Texas A&M University. Really small campus.
Really small campus.
I went and visited there when I was looking at colleges. A&M University in 1986 and is also a certified public accountant. Under Lauren's leadership, New View, Oklahoma has undergone unprecedented growth, employing about or almost 200 individuals. Most of them are blind or low vision, and serving thousands of Oklahomans with low vision. And I have been on several tours up there and got to hear the story about the man with the bat. That has the bat.
Oh, yeah, flat. The Broken Bat Award.
Uh-huh. That was very cool. And you guys also provide different jobs that are shipped worldwide.
So we have an employment program. So mm-hmm. we have a manufacturing manufacturing facility, and our largest customer is the federal government. So a lot of our products do go worldwide.
That's great.
Yes.
And we'll probably talk about that a little bit more in the show. So we're going to take our first break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Love learning new things, meeting new people, taking trips, seeing new things, going with people your own age. OLLI might be the place for you. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Oklahoma State University is for people who are 50 and older who are looking for opportunities to enrich their lives through learning and travel. OLLI at OSU offers learning opportunities not only in Stillwater, but also in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Bartlesville, and online. If you want to learn, we want to see you in class. This is Robin Davis, the director of the OLLI program, and we want to hear from you. Call the OLLI office at 405-744-5868 to get the new catalog, to ask questions. Visit us on Facebook at OLLI OK State or our website, olli.okstate.edu. Again, our phone number is 405-744-5868. olli.okstate.edu.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Ballmore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Ballmore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Ballmore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. BML.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Ballmore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hey, everybody. This is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey, listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's Scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation, second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Liley. That's Madison, MADISON.LILEY at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October throughout the state. Events, three-on-three basketball, pickleball, disc golf, ballroom dance, swimming, water walking, just to name a few. Check out all the events at okseniorgames.com. 405 1500. In addition to the senior games this year, we have the senior prom.
Dance the night away to Oklahoma's premier dance band, Talk of the Town, Saturday evening, September 16th, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. $25 a couple, $15 per person. Join us for this elegant evening of dancing. Get your tickets online, OklahomaSeniorGames.com. Be at the beautiful ballroom at the UCO George Nye Center in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Our information is available at OKSeniorGames.com, phone number 405-821-1500, and we are on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
Hello, my name is Philip, and I'm one of the owners of the Bradford and Mustang.
Hi, my name is Angel Myers. I'm the community manager. We are a locally owned, pet-friendly boutique residence in Mustang, Oklahoma.
Here at the Bradford, there's 82 homes. They all have backyards. Half of the properties have standalone with attached garages. We are maintenance-free, and we currently have a renovated clubhouse for events.
At the Bradford, every home has a privacy fence backyard, and our standalone cottages have attached garages. And our community center, we have weekly events that you can enjoy.
Contact us at 405-376-2846, 405-376-2846. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Bradford Mustang, 736 West Celestial Way.
Enjoy.
The Bradford
at Mustang.
Do you or a loved one live with macular degeneration or vision loss due to cataracts, glaucoma, or stroke? Has your doctor told you there's nothing else she can do for you to improve your eyesight? Well, New View Oklahoma is here to help. New View empowers individuals facing vision loss, maximizing their opportunities to live life without limits through all stages of life. When you visit our Center for Low Vision and Blindness, our low vision optometrist will give you a comprehensive exam, identify your specific needs, and create a custom plan to help you maximize your vision and live independently. Vision loss can be devastating, but it's not the end of the story. Let New View help you with your vision needs by calling us today at 405-286-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org. Most services are covered by Medicare and most third-party insurance. Again, 405-286-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org.
That is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, ladies, what does OSJ stand for? Really?
The Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Okay, perfect.
I knew that.
I like the harmony. We're back here with New View Oklahoma. I've got the CEO and president, Lauren Branch, which we just talked about what her accomplishments have been here in her life and with New View Oklahoma. So now, next to her, I have Ashley Howard. She is the VP of Marketing and Financial Development. So you work with numbers?
Some, yes.
Ashley Howard is a San Diego native, that's rough, that relocated in Oklahoma in 2013. What brought you here?
My husband is actually from Oklahoma, and I met him while he was serving in the Marine Corps stationed in San Diego. So,
okay, yes, yeah. Of course. I accidentally slipped on a banana peel once and married a Navy diver that was going to the boot camp or whatever it is out there. He didn't work out so good, but I did like the military. I did a lot. We got to move to Sardinia, Italy.
We didn't go anywhere that cool. We went from San Diego to Texas, and then he decided to get out of the Marine Corps and... Uh-huh. And he's from here. So here okay. We are over a decade later, and I love it here.
What's his name?
Matt.
Hey, shout out to Matt today. Matt Howard.
Matt Howard.
There we are. All right. So you're the San Diego native, and your husband ended his tenure with the United States Marine Corps. And we also want to say thank you for your service, Matt. Ashley has a master's degree in education, a bachelor's degree in psychology. Get yourself a brain. And serves as the VP and marketing and financial development at New View Oklahoma, where she oversees development, fundraising, grants, marketing, communications, public policy, and advocacy.
She does a lot.
She does. I read about six hats right there.
It's fun. We're never bored. That's for sure. We definitely stay busy.
Well, Newview, Oklahoma is literally down the street from where I live. So I live like 34th and Western.
Okay.
So I pass it almost every day.
So you're right next to our low vision clinic, which is right off of 42nd and Classen.
That's right.
Yeah.
And y'all did a great job remodeling that building.
I love it.
Yes. It's so nice.
And I always love telling people, too, that it was actually a blind architect that helped us.
What?
With the remodel. Yeah. So if you ever get a chance and you want to come just tour the clinic, we can point out to you some of the unique aspects.
That is literally incredible to me.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's interesting because he lost his vision as an adult. So he was a practicing architect at the time. And he actually went in for brain surgery, have a tumor removed, and went in with vision and came out totally blind.
So he was totally blind.
Oh, yeah. He's totally blind. He's out of San Francisco. And he consulted with us and our architects on the design of the building. So it's specifically designed for individuals who are blind or have low vision. It's not just very beautiful, which you've seen, but it's blind friendly. And we use it as a teaching tool for people who come in and need our services.
It's a large building, and I've been to several events there. You have an event room. So, yeah, that just shocks me, and I think it's wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Let's just get into the Captain Obvious question. What does Newview, Oklahoma do?
Our mission
That's Ashley talking.
Oh, yes, this is Ashley. Our mission is to promote independence for folks that are living with blindness or vision loss through all stages of life. So we meet people where they're at, as Lauren said earlier, from infants all the way to aging seniors, whatever stage of life you're at, whatever challenges you're facing, we can come alongside and help. I always say we don't cure vision loss, right? So we work with folks that their vision can't be corrected with glasses or surgery, but we're in the business of giving people hope and independence back. So you can stay in your home and live safely, even with low vision or blindness.
I feel like you have a purpose because you become isolated sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. It's just like anything else. You know, you think about some of the first things you give up when you lose your vision. And one of the first things is your driver's license. Mm. So your ability to get in the car and drive yourself to church or drive yourself to work or to go visit your family members. And so we teach people how to utilize public transportation, how to access resources that they may not know are available to them. How do you call an Uber if you've never done that before? The white cane, I think, is one of those symbols that we all recognize for blindness. And teaching somebody how to navigate their space safely, to be able to get around and feel things with the cane before they find it with their body. And then work a lot with people inside their homes. So we can go into the home and do lighting assessments. Lighting can make all the difference in the world if you're low vision. So you can see something and the lighting can help you to see more. And then we also do a lot of tactile cues throughout the home. So if you're struggling to use your stove or can't find the dial on your washing machine anymore or know what setting it's on, there's different tactile, we call them bump dots. There's different things that we can do, easy things that you may not have ever thought of that can help you to do things on your own again so you don't have to rely on other people. So we do occupational therapy in the home, low vision exams, so we can really help people understand what's going on with their vision, what they can expect if it's progressive. And then a lot of assistive technology training. So learning how to use your iPhone, learning how to send an email to your grandkids, things that people think they're never going to be able to do again. And we help them realize, hey, it just looks a little different now. Here's
That's
how you do
great.
That.
I've seen some of the screens that you use on computers there at Newview. And one time you shared with me, Lauren, after a certain age group, what is the statistics of your vision changing?
Number one, I mean, I think when people think about blindness, I mean, I think in people's mind, there's a very specific perception that they have, right?
Yes,
they think,
yes.
you know, totally black, dark glasses. Vision loss is a spectrum. And when, you know, the children that we deal with, you know, blind from birth or, you know, low vision from birth, that's a very low incidence disability. Most people lose their vision as adults, which makes sense because you think about age-related macular degeneration, which is by far the largest contributor to low vision, but diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of vision loss and blindness amongst working-age adults. And so when you get into the 65 and older population, it's a big number. More people have low vision than have Alzheimer's.
It's wow.
It is. It's a huge number. And here in Oklahoma, our prevalence is higher than it is in other places across the country.
Do you know why that is?
Think about health outcomes.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma. I mean, we, you know, think about social determinants of health. We recently, in the last year, or last year in 2022, participated in a national data study, and we were able to, we now have data on blindness and vision loss here in Oklahoma on a county-by-county basis, tied to social determinants of health, tied to demographics, tied to specific age groups in the 65 and older. And it's no surprise that in the poorest areas of our state, we've got the highest prevalence, lower educational attainment, higher prevalence, low access to health care, higher prevalence of low vision. I mean, in some places we have, I mean, it can be upwards of 15% of individuals in that age group.
And
as you get older, that percentage grows. So it's a big issue.
It is.
I would say that everybody listening to this today knows somebody that is impacted by vision loss and could benefit from our services.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sitting here with glasses on myself.
Me too.
Okay, well, we're going to take another break and take some time to pay for some air real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which I'm sure you all have OSJ and what it stands for memorized.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with this fantastic show with New View, Oklahoma. Hello, Robin Gunn here. I am the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I also do these radio shows on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. I'm also the co-partner of Second Half Expo. This will be our third year to do that. We already have our fourth year already booked. But October the 21st at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, we will be there from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And it is a Saturday. And last year we had a little over 2,000 individuals come through the door. And the first 500 do get a swag bag, which will have a lot of things in it that aren't of your typical. We also bring breakout sessions, and it's very educational oriented and fun. We have entertainment, and it's in the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, or as I remembered it,
the Cowboy
Hall of Fame. I always called it the Cowboy Halls of the Flame. Anyway, you know where that is, and when you do come, it's free, and all the parking's free, and we have shuttles. You will also get a free ticket to go through the museum. So that's fun, and you don't have to use it that day. I know that New View, Oklahoma is going to be there.
We are.
Let's get into another question. What qualifies someone for your services? And take it away, Lauren.
Nothing specifically other than you've got permanent uncorrectable vision loss and you're having challenges in your day-to-day life. And so, you know, I think some people think that, you know, I've got to be at a certain level of vision loss or I have to be legally blind, but that is really not the case. As a matter of fact, the earlier you come see us, the better your outcome's going to be. And so even if you have a diagnosis and you just want more information, our team is really great at talking you through what your journey might look like and giving you resources. And I think Ashley mentioned earlier, we're really in the business of giving hope. You know, our services, some of them aren't rocket science, but they're certainly transformational for the people who take advantage of them.
That's right. On your services, do you actually provide a doctor, an eye doctor there?
So they don't
have to go to somebody else.
No. So an individual can self-refer. So if you're listening on the show today, if you or a family member is struggling, you can reach out to us directly. But in addition to that, you can ask for a referral from any of your doctors, whether it be your primary care, if you have a primary eye care doctor, or, you know, if you have a diagnosis like macular degeneration, you're probably under the care of an ophthalmologist, and they can certainly refer you over for services as well.
So would you say most ophthalmologists know about Nuvia Oklahoma?
I would say that a lot of them know about us. Not all of them refer to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the messaging is the same to those doctors. I think sometimes they think, you know, my patient is in the early stages. They're not ready for a referral yet. Or they're not in the business of really asking the individuals, like, how are you doing at home? Right. Are you having issues getting around your house or cooking or whatever? I mean, doctors are really into diagnosing and treating. And sometimes forget that, you know, if you can't treat it, if you can't cure it, there are other services available. I mean, we say refer early and refer often.
When the mics were off a little bit ago, we talked about where are your clinics, how much of the services cover the whole state.
We are the only comprehensive provider of low vision services throughout the entire state of Oklahoma. So we serve all counties. But as far as brick and mortar locations go, we've got a physical clinic here in Oklahoma City off of 42nd and Klassen. And then we also have a location in Tulsa. From both of those locations, we can deploy certified occupational therapy assistants to go out into the home as well. And so it really doesn't matter where you are. We will find a way to support you on your journey. If you know somebody that's in other parts of the state, don't hold back. Please reach out, because we will come to you and find a way.
Refer early and often.
Refer early and refer often. I mean, I think that's really important, because I think as we get older, well, I think at any age, most of us don't want to feel like we're a burden on someone, or we don't want to ask for help, or we think, sometimes we think, well, other people need it more, so I'm not going to take somebody else's place. We need to just wipe that away.
Erase that.
Right, erase that. I want to share some things regarding vision loss that I think are going to be of surprise to some of the people, and maybe spur them on to maybe ask for services or receive services. There's a direct correlation between early onset dementia and vision loss. That's a big deal. So, you know, and if you think about that, it makes sense, right? I mean, we take a lot of information in visually, and when we stop doing that, that affects our brain function. The other thing, and we mentioned earlier, isolation, social isolation. You're not interacting with people. You're not getting that stimulation. You also, people with vision loss are more likely to be depressed, like almost four times as likely to have depression. The incidence of you having a catastrophic fall and injury are twice as likely if you've got uncorrected and untreated vision
loss, eye issues.
So, you know, so there are other things that happen. So it really is important to seek out the services to help mitigate some of these other adverse outcomes that can happen because of your vision loss.
What would you like to say, Ashley?
The other thing I would add is sometimes I think people are hesitant because they're not sure how they're going to pay for the services that they need. So the other thing I would tell you is, you know, we accept Medicare, we accept private insurance, but even more so, we work with granting organizations, foundations, a huge community of donors. We've got partnerships with the state of Oklahoma. We don't turn people away. So if you're struggling, you need to come to us, and we will find a way to make sure that you get the services you need.
Thank you for saying that.
And that, yeah, so that's not a burden that the folks we serve need to worry about. It's all about getting the help you need, being able to stay in your home, and be safe and find joy in life again.
You guys actually genuinely care about people that have low vision. You actually do care.
Yes, we do. I mean, I wouldn't have been doing this for 26 years. I'm personally vested in this and take very seriously the quality of services that we provide. And I'm very passionate that everybody who need services should have access to services.
Everybody needs to have access. And that's not how it always works out. You know,
no, it's not.
A lot of people, you know, they just call it a donut hole. And so, oh, I'm in the donut hole. You're acting like there's no answer.
Right. And that's not the answer.
New View's got a different way. What are some of the things you wish our aging adults knew about vision loss?
I would say one of the things that I, just from hearing it over and over again, is you don't have to give up the things you love just because your vision is declining. We help people reopen their Bibles and read their daily devotionals.
That's
we help
wonderful.
People keep sewing quilts for their grandchildren. We've, you know, artists that never thought they'd pick up a paintbrush again are putting strokes on the canvas. People that never thought they'd be able to go on an outing alone with their grandkids again. They're able to do these things because when you know how to be blind, it's not something that can steal your joy anymore. So many stories start off with, well, there's nothing anyone can do. Well, that's not true. That's not true. You may not be able to cure your vision, but you can certainly adopt different accessible means of doing things that will allow you to still continue the things that give you joy. And so that's something I wish everyone knew.
We're going to wrap this up, but we may pick this back up. We'll talk about it here when the mics are off. We are going to go to a commercial here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which ladies stands for?
The Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Hallelujah. Here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with some more New View, Oklahoma.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9 coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS, 50+. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October throughout the state. Events offered are 3-on-3 basketball,
archery,
water walking,
swimming,
racquetball,
disc golf,
road races,
ballroom dance,
line dance,
5K race walk and power walk,
bowling,
dragon boat race,
track and field, triathlon and aquabike,
cycling,
badminton,
shuffleboard,
tennis,
cornhole,
volleyball,
pickleball,
golf,
table tennis,
weightlifting,
fitness challenge.
That's it. You can check out all the events at okseniorgames.com, 405-821-1500.
We'd like to invite everybody to come meet new friends and join us at oklahomaseniorgames.com.
The Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October in various locations throughout the state. Our information is available at okseniorgames.com, phone number 405-821-1500, and we are on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
That's right. We're here telling you how you can feel and take active action to feel like you're young again and feel like you have a purpose and feel like you can walk through this life, even though this may be something that's not curable. It's adaptable by the things that you all know because you're the experts.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk also a little bit about, Lauren, in retirement communities or assisted living. You were giving me a statistic on how many in those type of communities with their vision.
It's a crazy number. It's almost 70% of individuals that are in any kind of assisted living or long-term care have some issues with their vision, significant vision loss, uncorrectable vision loss. And, you know, that makes sense, too. I mean, at Newview, we talk a lot about our services and, you know, nursing home diversions. Mm. We've all been privy to those conversations
yes.
where I've got two siblings and, you know, my mom is older mm-hmm. now. And there are conversations that go somewhat like, well, do we think mom's safe living by herself?
Right.
Well, and when you have vision loss, it impacts not just the individual, but it impacts everybody around you,
yes.
the caregivers. So we all know, you know, mom's not cooking her meals or she can't take her medication. So someone needs to go over there a couple times a day, mm-hmm. make sure she's eating, take her food. We don't want her to mess up on her medicines. All of those things, if you're just dealing with vision loss, all of those things can be addressed.
Yes.
You know, nobody wants to be a burden on someone else. And we're both in this demographic here, but, you know, when you have aging parents.
On top of that,
I mean, I still work full time.
Right,
I mean, I can't just drop everything that I'm doing, you know, multiple times a day. And so when you're a caregiver, it can be really challenging. And so we just encourage you to reach out, get services. It makes the individual feel better about themselves as well.
Right.
We talk about joy and quality of life and purpose.
And having so much anxiety.
I know. What happens when we lose our purpose and lose our will to live?
At these expos that we do, we have people fill out little forms, real short forms. And we ask, what is the main thing that they feel like they've lost in their life since they don't work anymore? And they said, a sense of purpose. Over and over and over and over. And something else, you know, I get phone calls all the time from adult children of seniors, and they go, the very first thing we noticed is she wasn't keeping the house clean and dust was everywhere. And my mother was somebody that the house was immaculate. So you just...
Maybe they can't see very well.
Exactly.
They don't see the dust.
That's right.
And that's an issue. We come across that all of the time. You have to teach someone with low vision how to do those things and do those things differently. Our therapists have said, you know, we can tell when someone's struggling when we go up to their door or an older person and they have a cut on their forehead,
wow,
or bruising. You know what that tells them is that they're running into things.
Right.
Right. They don't know how to safely, they can't see, they don't know how to safely maneuver their house. And so you smack your head and split it open, knock yourself out, fall, right? All of those things.
Nuvie, Oklahoma people, what advice would you offer someone caring for a loved one living with vision loss?
I would say reach out to us. We can work directly with the person you're providing care for, but we can also provide you with resources. We have a great community, and we provide a lot of opportunities for people to come together, to connect with other people with shared experiences, shared struggles.
Support.
Support. And that's what it's all about, knowing you're not alone. And offering you resources, things that you can actually implement alongside the person you're caring for. So maybe they're not ready to come see us, and that happens. People can be in denial, or they don't think that they're there yet. So maybe we can give you tools that you can slowly introduce at home, and resources and support goes a long way in those situations. So I would say, even as a caregiver, reach out to Nuvie. There's so much that we can do to provide you with support.
And that they can be enlightened on that they didn't even know. I know my father had dementia and Alzheimer's. The research I did to do this magazine and didn't really realize that was going to help me with my dad. But we learned so many tricks of the trade just by being involved.
And that's a lot of it is, you know, when you get people together, we don't know everything, but, you know, they certainly can talk through, well, this worked for us. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can try this, or we just tweaked this a little bit. And, you know, the other thing is that we also are ramping up our enrichment programs.
Tell me what that is.
So art classes, activity groups, music, I mean, those kinds of things, the kind of things that bring community together. Mm-hmm. You know, we have these great senior centers, right, all around Oklahoma City. But one thing that I notice about it, they're not blind friendly. We create space that we recognize those issues and create a safe space to be able to Tai Chi, you know, or yoga, or all of those kinds of things. If you aren't doing those things now and you want to do those things, I mean, those are things we can help you with as well that really keep you active and moving and engaged.
Do not think we're not going to give you information here on how to get a hold of Nuvie, Oklahoma. We certainly are in our next segment. So that's called a cliffhanger, and y'all better not go anywhere. So we'll be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which Mike, do it.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Come on, Robin. We're on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM, and we will be back with information on how you, caregivers, as well as individuals, can learn adult children from Nuvie, Oklahoma. We'll be right back. That is our purpose here. So between our two ears, we do always feel forever young. But there may be some physical aspects that are holding us back. Well, Nuvie, Oklahoma is one of those places that you can go for amazing research that they have already done that you get to take privy of. So I want you guys to kind of just wrap up what you want people to take away about Nuvie, Oklahoma, and then all the ways we can get a hold of you.
If you take away nothing else, it is that you do not have to let losing your vision steal your joy. You can still enjoy your grandkids. You can still do things around your own home, and we can help you do that. We can't cure your vision loss, and that's never fun. It's hard, but we can help. There are things you can do, and there's still so much life to be lived, even on the other side of vision loss. So I would say, as Lauren said, don't wait. The moment you know it's starting to happen, give us a call. There's a couple ways you can reach us. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website, it's going to be nuvieoklahoma.org. Again, that's newviewoklahoma.org. There is an opportunity through the website to do a self-referral. You just give us your name and phone number, and we'll reach out, and we'll schedule an appointment.
That's great that y'all will reach out.
Yeah. And then if you want to give us a call, our Oklahoma City Clinic is going to be 405-286-9699.
One more time.
Again, that's 405-286-9699. And our clinic staff is on standby to take your call, to get you all set up and get you connected to the services that you need. And you can be a caregiver. Even our caregivers, give us a call. We'll talk you through what the next steps look like and help you out in any way that we can.
Are you on Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So
okay.
All of the
good,
places.
Good. Please give out the phone number one more time and website.
Phone number for our Oklahoma City Clinic is 405-286-9699. And you can also visit our website at newviewoklahoma.org.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much for being here today. I always learn something every time.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We always enjoy Kevin on the show.
Thank you.
Good deal. We are heading out of here, and we will be back next week. But I hope you take with you New View, Oklahoma, and just call just to talk to them about some things. Ashley, fling that number on me one more time before we head out.
405-286-9699.
We will see y'all next week. And so say bye, Lauren.
Bye, Lauren. Bye, Robin.
And Ashley,
bye. Thanks
thank
for
you
having
so
us.
You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which will always stand for the Oklahoma Senior Journal on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. See y'all next week, y'all.